Know your limits, dare to dare. Keep minimal caution and live with flair. Speak your mind, don't hold your tongue. Keep right on singing till your song is sung. Love your lifestyle and all you do. Walk that mile, be true to you. Give to others as much as yourself. Pull your compassion down off that shelf. Obey your instinct, it's there to protect, to point you the right way and help you select true friendships and such. Just follow its path. Good things will come of its positive rep. Give to your passion and watch it grow fast. Live in the now, do not dwell in the past. My words of advice are here for the taking, 'cause we're all just humans, divine souls in the making.
That was Words by Brody Dawson, a soulful, smoky voice singer-songwriter who won Vocalist of the Year at the 2014 Vancouver Island Music Awards. I spoke with Brody over Skype. Brody, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
How long has music been part of your life? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did, in fact. My father's from a Scottish family, and there's 12 in the family. And they'd all get together, a very close family, and it would usually end up with everybody arm in arm in the kitchen, swaying back and forth, having a few drinks and singing at the top of their lungs. And my dad actually was also in bands for most of my life. So he was sort of a rock and roll, blues, kind of an everything, rock and roll, blues, soul, country singer. And so he did that for most of my childhood. I remember having rehearsals in the basement when I was a kid with all of his buddies, and I never wanted to go to bed. I just wanted to stay down there with them. And I would be, you know, at the time it was time to go to bed, I'd remember laying on my floor in my bedroom so that I could actually hear and feel the vibrations. I'd fall asleep that way, trying to hear down to the basement what was going on.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
It depends on the mood and the time. I don't actually have a formula for songwriting, and I know a lot of people do, and they sort of sit down and they actually go into rooms and they write with other people. I've only tasted that a couple of times, and mostly personal for my songs. And a lot of it's generally when I'm going through turmoil in my life, I will write out a lot of stuff that way. But you know, sometimes it's just chords that I come up. I will be inspired to go and pick up my guitar, and I'll just search for a sound to go with the feeling that I've got, and I'll hit the chord, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to build on that. And other times it's more of a poetic influence where I will start to write out my lyrics and in a song form, and I have no idea what the music is going to sound like. I think maybe only a couple of my songs came out all together. And Day of Thanks is one of those. It's sort of sat down and came out in one afternoon all together. And another song that I haven't recorded yet is Overtime, and that sort of came in a dream that I had in one night. And yeah, the song just was there, it just arrived. But most of the time, it's more of a combination.
I understand that your debut solo album, The Lost Tapes, was actually lost for 11 years. Can you tell me the story of how that came to be made?
Yeah, it was quite a journey, for sure. My last partner and myself, Roger Muir, we co-wrote some of the songs together, and we built the album together in 2001 in Montreal. We recorded it in an old warehouse, mom and pop studios, actually, and yeah, we recorded it on reel-to-reel, so it's like that one-inch tape, so it was really old-school analog, and we worked on it for a couple of years, and then we actually split, parted ways, and I ended up going on a bit of a road trip. I sort of put it on the back burner, and I had planned to come back to Montreal at the end of the road trip in the summer, but I ended up in Yellowknife, and I just ended up not coming back to Montreal. I came back to get my stuff, and that was it. So we worked with a really awesome producer and engineer, Kirk White, who was really fantastic on that album as well. And I never actually got the master tapes of the album, but I had it on a master CD. And in the move, somehow, that just somehow got lost, and I had an MP3 copy of it. So I didn't have it for many years. And when I went back to Montreal to get my stuff and take it out of the storage and sort of get rid of things here and there, I ended up finding it. But I wasn't ready to release that because I just sort of moved on. And I don't know, I was in a different phase in my life, and I wasn't sure that I wanted to release that album. It wasn't quite finished yet. There was some solos that had to get done on it. And it was just about there. And it was only in 2012 when I had decided, I had written a whole album, another album of music, and I wanted to get back into the music. I had taken a break for some time over that time, and I'd moved to BC from Yellowknife, and I'd started up my music again and was out performing, and I had a festival show that year in 2012, and I thought, I need to have a CD. I'm just going to, I need to have something for merchandise. So I thought, well, do I want to put the CD out, or do I want to record this new album that I've got? And I thought, I'll honor this. I have a lot of beautiful musicians playing on it, and it's just about there. And so I took it to Corwin Fox here in Cumberland, and we worked on it literally 2 days in the studio, and we had hired a couple of musicians to finish it up and lay some harmonies down and a solo here and there, and we were done. And he mastered it, and we got it ready in time for the festival. So yeah, The Lost Tapes was quite appropriate as a name, because it really was kind of a lost project for a while there. And I'm really glad that I did put it out and honored that part of my life. And it's taken on a life of its own.
I love your song Beggar Soup from that record. What can you tell me about that one?
That one was actually written by Roger Muir. And yeah, he's a fabulous, an amazing writer and songwriter and player as well. And I just loved playing that song with him, and he asked me if I would, offered it for me to record on my album, and I was really grateful. And it's just about a fella who's having a rough go in life, and it's true, a lot of the times we don't think farther than our judgments of people, and we will see people on the street and not realize kind of what's brought them there or what they've been struggling with. And so it's just a bit of a reminder and an eye-opener that people are, they've all got their story, everybody deserves a chance.
my life and my children.
No portions left.